Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 26. One day, God became angry with the people Moses was leading and wanted to withdraw his favor. Moses, speaking to him with the confidence of being his friend, said, "How can it be known that I and my people enjoy your favor, if not by your coming with us?" Yahweh then said to Moses, "Again, I shall do what you have asked, because you enjoy my favor and because I know you by name." It then follows that true friendship is built on the basis of revelations. What could seem daring to you? For God is authenticity. If you want to be friends with God, you must be honest with Him. Tell Him what you really feel, not what you think you should feel or say. But you may have impediments that hinder these conversations from the heart. It is called resentment. It is common that we blame God for what others have done to us. Or we may think, "How can I be friends with God if He allowed such and such thing to happen?" We obey God not out of obligation, or fear, or because we are told to. We do so because we love Him, and we trust that He knows what is best for us. True friendship is not passive, but active. When Jesus asks us to love others, or to help the needy, or to share our resources, or to have a pure life, or to be willing to forgive and bring others to Him, love is what compels us to obey Him instantly. Good morning, Father. Father of all mankind, I love you, my dear beloved Father. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank you for my life and the life of my family. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for our health. Thank you, Father, for your love and for your protection. Father, I offer you this day my free will. Please unite it to your divine will. Show me what you would have me do this day, and help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother. Mother of all mankind. I love you, my beloved Mother. Thank you for your love and for your protection. I renew this day my consecration to your sorrowful and immaculate heart, and to the sacred heart of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen, amen, amen. John Rick Miller.